and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Anyone who drags through days and weeks with little to no energy knows how this alters their life, their ability to function. Function as a parent, an employee, just to plain function. It is such a difficult way to live. And what we have with us, Kathleen Barnes, who is the author of Food is Medicine, one of my favorite books. I have it right here. I refer to it a lot. And she's here to help you put your life back on track, to energize you. I just love it when you're in our kitchen, Kathleen. And I just have the first question is, why do so many people suffer from chronic fatigue?
That's a great question. I don't really know the answer to that. I wish I did. I think it may be a kind of a result of our modern lifestyle and dietary choices, which, you know, none of us make the best ones all the time. But I think that there's an underlying cause that I don't know that medicine has been able to put a finger on yet. And going from there, I think that's the worst thing about chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, which are very closely linked. And that is that it takes forever to get diagnosed, and many people just go, you know, from doctor to doctor for years, and they may actually even be treated for psychological problems because doctors think that they are making things up or being hypochondriacs. And the truth is that this is a very, very painful condition, and it's just debilitating. So it's very difficult to be diagnosed, and there are some things you can do for yourself. But it's a difficult disease. I'll be the first to say that.
Well, I don't know if people even know when it's becoming chronic. You know, we're just used to being tired. Moms are, you know, get short night sleeps. They are on the go. The working moms. Oh my gosh! And I was one of those. You're just exhausted all the time. So you don't know if you're exhausted because you haven't had any rest, or whether there's something else going on. So it's a really fine line. But I know how we eat can make a difference. You just mentioned that. So I'd like to just get started with, okay, help us out. What's the first food you recommend that we must eat to reverse it?
I love garlic. I think garlic is wonderful.
Garlic.
And it's great to reduce symptoms of fatigue for whatever the cost was. I'm sorry.
No worries.
Wonderful.
It's okay.
That's a telemarketer.
We all have those. No worries.
it reduces the symptoms of fatigue. So, you know, I think that's part of the problem with this whole basket of symptoms that come with fibromyalgia that could be caused by just about anything. And so looking at garlic rather than treating chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia specifically, it treats fatigue. And that's a wonderful help with the quercetin and all the other wonderful phytonutrients that are in garlic. It's one of my favorite foods. I think also the indole-3 carbonyls, broccoli, we were talking about that just before, broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, all of those are rich sources of B vitamins, and B vitamins help with nerve conductivity, which is part of the problem with fibromyalgia. You have muscle pain at trigger points, and so that can help with that issue. And I think also being sure that we have a complete mineral balance by eating a lot of foods that are really well proportioned to give us the minerals we need, particularly potassium and magnesium, like you find in potatoes. I know a lot of people want to make potatoes a bad guy. I don't think they're necessarily a bad guy in moderation.
Right. Well, Kathleen, I know a lot of people that are listening are plugging little bits of information like vitamin B, and they're thinking, oh, I wonder if I can just go and get those supplements, because they don't know your work about Food is Medicine. Tell everybody why we should be getting from the foods instead of just going and buying a B complex for fatigue.
Food is always the number one choice, and I'll tell you why, because all of these vitamin molecules and even the mineral molecules, but particularly vitamins like vitamin C or B or quercetin like you find in garlic, they're very, very complex molecules. And what happens when you buy most supplements, unless they are made from whole foods, is that they're pulling out just an element, just one little portion of that complex molecule. For example, vitamin C, which I also recommend for reducing fatigue and the chronic fatigue issues. Vitamin C is a very complicated molecule, but what you buy at the health food store or worse yet at the drug store or whatever is usually ascorbic acid. That's only one little part of it.
Right.
And it doesn't give you the whole bang for your buck that you need, that you would get if you ate an orange or a strawberry or any other food that's high in vitamin C.
Well, real food has a far better balance of nutrients than when someone segments it out and puts it in a tablet form. That's common sense. I want to get back to the minerals, because as I've read that magnesium, that this people in this country are way short of magnesium. It's almost an epidemic. So explain why magnesium is so important. And you mentioned potatoes, which we love sweet potatoes and eat them a couple times a week. But what are some other great sources of minerals, and especially magnesium, to help us with chronic fatigue?
I think that most of the potato-y type things, the more starchy vegetables, like the sweet potatoes and the white potatoes too, like I said, in moderation, that's really fine. They're full of lots of nutrients. We get minerals from sea salt. That is one of the best places to get it. Unrefined sea salt. If your sea salt is white, it's not unrefined. It should be kind of a pinkish color, depending on where it comes from. Sometimes it's a little bit gray. That's one of the things I love most about sea salt, is that it contains all of the minerals we need, interestingly, in exactly the correct proportions that we need them in. So, you know, people say, oh, because I have high blood pressure, I shouldn't have too much salt. Actually, the reverse is usually true. In about 90% of people, more salt will give you a better potassium, magnesium, sodium balance that brings your heart rate into proper proportions and also deals with muscle fatigue and the other kinds of fatigue that we're talking about today.
Well, that's very interesting. I'm sure a lot of people are taking notes and going back to discuss them with their doctors tomorrow, which is fantastic. That's what we would like everybody to do. Now, when you talk about fatigue or exhaustion, one word that always comes to mind when speaking of food is caffeine. Is that something mm-hmm. that can be included?
Generally, I would look at chronic fatigue as the possibility that it has an adrenal component to it. And, you know, adrenal exhaustion is a pretty extreme condition, and if you have that, you're pretty much wiped out completely. But many of us, like you were talking about earlier, stress, not sleeping enough, having too many things to do, we're tired all the time, and that puts stress on our adrenals and causes adrenal fatigue. That and chronic fatigue are not the same thing, but they might be indistinguishable, and you might never really get an answer about which you have. So I would really go softly on caffeine. You know, maybe one cup of coffee in the morning or something like that. But especially if you're having fatigue problems, caffeine is probably going to make it worse.
Does that include green tea? Oh, dear. I hope not.
That's a hard
Uh-oh.
One. I would say later in the day. I know.
Yeah.
Because green tea has many great things in it.
Yeah. Well, moderation is important, of course, right?
Yes. I would say green tea in the morning, probably fine. And I know, I've seen the studies that say 4 or 5 cups of green tea a day. That's pretty much caffeine.
That's a lot.
I realize that there are decaffeinated varieties. And I honestly haven't tried those, so I can't really tell you how I think that might work. But I think if you're having trouble sleeping and you're tired all the time, caffeine, kind of instinctively, we want that because we want to get that pick-me-up. And it's maybe just the opposite of what we need.
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad you just mentioned that. That's exactly what I was thinking about when I asked the question, because I think so many people with chronic fatigue, maybe caffeine had a play in it because of they're having it too much to try to get them through the day, and then they're never getting restful sleep. And so that's kind of accumulating and kind of reversing the whole reason why they were taking it in the first place. They're having less and less energy and having to drink more and more and more. But is there one less food we have, like 2 seconds, that we should be eating for fatigue?
Oh, I'd say anything rich in vitamin C. And this time of the year, I love rose hips. Roses that are everywhere on my mountains anyway.
Awesome. Vitamin C. Let's look for foods high in vitamin C. Thank you so much, Kathleen, for being with us. Go to her website. That's KathleenBarnes.com. And remember to always come back to RadioMD.com for our Family Food Kitchen. Eat well and stay well.